7 minutes to 9, you're listening to Morning Ireland. The weather's looking good, which is good news indeed if you're heading out and about this Friday night, because it is Culture Night tonight, and it's the 14th year where 1,900 venues almost around the country will throw open their doors for free. Last year, more than 400,000 people turned up at events, and to tell us more about what's on offer this year, we're joined in the studio by Aimé von Willick, who is Culture Night National Coordinator. Aimé, the busiest woman in Ireland today, no doubt.
Today, yes,
today.
And hopefully it will come.
Now, I was saying that the weather is nice. Last year, you didn't have such good weather, and yet 400,000 people turned up. So you, what sort of numbers are you expecting tonight?
Well, I hope we're expecting similar numbers, if not more. I mean, this year we have, as you just said, 1,900 venues, which is actually a record now. I think it's 1,950 venues opening tonight with free access to culture, and it's small studio spaces, galleries, theatres, museums, community centres, to heritage buildings and sites, cemeteries, churches, parks and more. So there's just something there for everyone.
Loads of things. And so look, if people haven't been aware yet of what's happening in their locality or nearby, let's start off and pick up a few of the highlights, Aimé. Let's start off with them. I know you've got some written down there. Let's start with Derry, shall we?
Yes, please. So in Enniskillen Castle in Fermanagh, Derry. In Derry, you can take part in circus skills tasters classes, but you can also visit the Verbal Arts Centre, where there will be an exhibition entitled Drawing for Europe, which will be showcasing works by 45 children books illustrators, including Alex Scheffler, whom you may know from the Gruffalo, and they're going to be sharing their powerful visions of the European Union's shared past and unsure future. So quite topical.
Well, the Gruffalo is always a big draw, so
definitely,
yeah, that should be a
yes.
good one. And you mentioned Enniskillen there, so we'll leave
Enniskillen as well. I suppose I'm very keen to showcase that Culture Night is taking place across the island. So in the 32 counties, in Fermanagh and Enniskillen Castle, you can experience Artsland readings where authors Carlo Gabler and Seamus McKenna will be reading selections of their stories from their Fermanagh Folk Tales collection. And just to note that these are not children fairy tales, but stories from and for adults.
We always like a bit of that, don't we? Down now into Carlow. What's happening in Carlow tonight?
So in Carlow, something completely different. Join a drag, makeup and wig masterclass with celebrity makeup artist John Paul Payne at Dicey Riley's. So it's very diverse in terms of what you can experience on Culture
Loads
Night.
Loads of different things. Galway, of course, has been full of culture this week already, because they launched their Galway Capital of Culture for Europe just a couple of nights ago. What's happening in Galway tonight?
Well, Galway really is, I suppose, the explosion of culture. There's so many things to view and see in Carlow, but I thought one which was quite interesting is the Computer and Communications Museum of Ireland at NUI Galway. So that's something very different. There's also outdoor tightrope walking in Chantala Park. So there's just, it's a variations of stuff.
And what about Cork?
In Cork, we have a really interesting project called the Spare Room Project. So they're going to be launching an exhibition at the former TSB premises called Spare Room Art, Architecture, Activism, and the day that's in it about activism. And that's in response to the current and ongoing, I suppose, housing and space, lack of spaces issues. And Spare Room, they focus on self-organized and creative alternative ways of combating precarious living.
And you mentioned activism, of course, today with the climate action protests that are happening around the country. And climate action is something that is part of Culture Night as well.
Definitely. You can see that being echoed throughout the programme in various events. It's just thinking creatively around sustainability and the arts. So there is a lovely, so in Dublin, we have the Eco Village in the amphitheatre. So there's lots of different creatives coming together to do various things on sustainability and how we can approach this very creatively. And there's also the Tada Theatre in Kilkenny, who are doing a workshop where they're inviting families to bring along their old and odd socks and they're going to create puppets. And I think they kind of specifically say not to bring smelly socks.
That's a great idea.
It's lovely.
We all have something to do with our odd socks, don't we? Aimé, obviously, there's loads happening around the country. If they weren't mentioned there, there's something probably happening close to you, if not in your own town or village. How long does it take to organise?
It takes a long time, but the great thing about Culture Night is that there's so many people involved. So there's arts organisers and programmers across the country, and of course the artists themselves who have taken Culture Night on board and owned it. So that's why it's such a fantastic event. I wanted to mention one more event,
yes, please,
if that's possible.
One more, just briefly.
In Dublin, which is a flagship event, which will be an aerial performance on a crane on Dame Street on the former Central Bank site, which is called which is going to soon to be Central Plaza.
And what time is that?
That's on at 8:45, 9:30 and 10:30. And there'll be a road closure in place, so as many people can come and experience that fantastic
performance. Everyone is welcome. Let's hope everybody enjoys Culture Night tonight. Aimé van Vilik, Culture Night National Coordinator, thank you for joining us.